All right. Welcome back, everyone. We're going deep on something pretty interesting today.
Yeah.
We're calling it the Willie Lynch algorithm.
Interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Catchy title.
Definitely.
It's this idea we saw in this article by Reverend Futurist Erskine Matthews, and he's connecting it back to, you know, this historical figure, Willie Lynch, and how that all ties into what we see going on, you know, in the online world today.
Yeah, yeah.
So buckle up. We're going to try to unpack this this so-called algorithm and see how it might be playing out in your social media feeds, you know, the stuff you see every day.
Right, right.
Like, how is this stuff actually showing up?
Yeah, I think what's really interesting about this article is how it kind of tries to bring together these two worlds. You know, like, on one hand, you have this historical figure, Willie Lynch, and this whole idea of control and manipulation. And then on the other hand, you have these, you know,
These algorithms
running our favorite social media platforms.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's saying that they might be unintentionally replicating some of those same strategies of division and manipulation.
So wait, are you saying that, like, Instagram or Facebook or TikTok are actually trying to divide us on purpose? Like, is that?
Well, not necessarily intentionally.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, Mark Zuckerberg is sitting there twirling his mustache and trying to pit people against each other. But I think it's more about how these algorithms are designed.
Okay.
Right. They're designed to prioritize engagement above all else.
Engagement.
Yeah, think about it. Think about the posts that you see.
Yeah.
The ones that really get people talking, the ones that go viral. You know, it's often the stuff that makes your blood boil.
Oh, yeah.
Or the stuff that sparks these heated debates in the comments.
It's true. Yeah. And the article even points that out, right? Like, Reverend Matthews really seems to be saying that's what these algorithms are designed to do.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that.
Okay.
Right, I mean, at the end of the day, social media companies are businesses.
Of course,
yeah. And their business model relies on keeping us, the users, glued to their platforms, right? The longer we scroll, the more ads we see.
Right.
The more money they make.
It's all about those metrics.
Exactly. Yeah. Click-through rates, watch time, all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's king.
Okay.
And the thing is, content that triggers a strong emotional reaction, even if it's a negative reaction, it tends to keep us hooked. So the more divisive or controversial something is, the more likely it is to spread.
It's kind of a bummer, but I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
It is.
When you think about it.
And the article draws this really interesting parallel to the Willie Lynch letter.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
Which, you know, for those who don't know.
Yeah, fill us in.
It's this text that's been circulating for years, you know, supposedly outlining these strategies for controlling enslaved populations.
Okay.
Through division.
Like, pit them against each other?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh.
Exploiting those existing divisions within communities to maintain control.
Now, is this letter a real thing? Like, is it actually?
Well, that's the thing. Right. The authenticity of the Willie Lynch letter is heavily debated by historians.
Oh,
right. Some say it's a genuine historical document.
Okay.
Others argue that it's a later fabrication. But regardless of its origins, I think the concept that it presents is really powerful.
Okay.
Right? Because whether or not the letter itself is genuine, the strategies that it describes, these strategies of division and manipulation, they're real.
Oh, yeah.
And they have been used throughout history.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
So it's like the letter itself might be, you know, maybe not 100% real, but the ideas in it, the concept of it is definitely something that's been used.
Absolutely. And and the article highlights how this might be happening online today, right?
Yeah. How so?
So, you know, it gives these examples of content that pits, you know, light skin versus dark skin.
Oh, right.
You know, mother versus daughter or black man versus black woman.
Yeah. I've seen those kinds of posts.
Right.
Like, I've definitely seen that.
And then it's unsettling to think about how algorithms could be amplifying those kinds of messages.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
So what can we do about it?
Well, I think the first step is awareness.
Okay.
Right. It's about recognizing these patterns, recognizing how these algorithms work.
Okay.
And how they might be influencing what we see and how we think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's about being more mindful of the content that we consume and the content that we share.
So, like, don't just click on everything that's, you know,
exactly
designed to make you mad.
Be conscious of what you're clicking on.
Right, Aubrey.
Be conscious of what you're sharing, because
right.
every click, every share, it's like a vote.
A vote.
Right. You're either amplifying those voices of division.
Right.
Or you're contributing to a more informed, a more connected online community.
Hmm. That's a good point.
And I think the article also emphasizes the importance of, you know, promoting those positive messages.
Okay.
Messages of unity.
Yeah.
Of resilience, of solidarity.
So, like, share those good news stories.
Yeah, share those stories that uplift and inspire. Share stories that celebrate our shared humanity.
Yeah.
And that challenge those divisive narratives that we see so often.
This has been this has been really eye-opening. And I do want to say, you know, when we talk about this Willie Lynch algorithm, I wonder if calling it an algorithm is maybe kind of an oversimplification. You know, how much of this is actually the algorithm itself?
Right.
And how much of it is, you know, us?
Exactly.
They're the people.
It's not just the algorithm itself, right? It's also about human behavior.
Okay.
We have this natural tendency to gravitate towards content that confirms our existing beliefs.
Right.
Or that triggers those strong emotions.
Yeah.
And that confirmation bias, right?
Uh-huh.
Coupled with algorithms that are designed to maximize engagement.
Right.
It creates this really potent recipe for the spread of misinformation and division.
So it's kind of like a perfect storm, you know?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Our own biases plus the way these platforms are designed, it all just...
Yeah, it all works together.
Works together, yeah.
Unfortunately.
So it really is about being aware of both, right?
Absolutely.
Like, we need to understand how these algorithms work.
But we also need to be aware of our own tendencies.
Right, our own biases.
To, you know, to gravitate towards that stuff that just, you know...
Gets us riled up,
yeah.
And I think, you know, as you continue to navigate the online world,
right.
just think about the impact of your choices.
Okay.
Right. Every click, every share.
It's a vote.
It is a vote.
Yeah.
Are you amplifying voices of division?
Right.
Or are you contributing to a more informed and connected online community?
Wow. That's a lot to think about.
It is.
It's a powerful question to end on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've given everyone a lot to chew on today.
I think so.
So thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
All right. Take care.
You too.